Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with last year's Washington County Fair Queen, Anna Pence, about her experience as the Fair Queen over the past year. She's getting ready to crown the new Fair Queen. Last year at the Washington County Fair, you were crowned the Fair Queen. Can you take us back and walk us through what it felt like to hear your name called?
Well, it was a complete shock. It's not something I expect to happen. So I remember standing on stage, and my best friend got called for the second runner-up, Katie Miles, and McKenna Brinning was first runner-up. And at that point, I'd pretty much just been like, oh, like this is cool. Like I'm going to follow my best friend around fair as she's part of the fair court. And didn't expect it at all. And I remember they called my name, and I was shocked, just awestruck. And they crowned me, and everything went from there.
And had you been in pageants before?
Never, not even a thought in my mind.
So as Fair Queen last year, what did you do during the fair? What kind of special things did you have on your schedule?
So I did like everything during the fair as well as the rest of the fair court. We were part of the shows. We handed out ribbons during most of the livestock shows. We judged some of the cookie contests and the baking contests. I participated during Kids Day. I helped with making superhero capes and getting faces painted. I did some announcing at the grandstand. And then I basically just went around and hung out with people throughout the whole fair week, represented the Washington County Fair as I was there, and just participated as much as possible.
And what did you show at the fair?
I showed my quarter horse.
And what's your horse's name?
Prada.
What happened after the Washington County Fair? What was the state fair like?
The state fair was insane. So I began preparation right after county fair to compete at the state fair and to represent Washington County. And it was, I believe, 3 days total that we stayed up at the Iowa State Fair. And we went through different interviews. We went through group interviews, personal interviews. We did lots of fun activities. We had to do a runway show at the fairgrounds, and then we got to walk out in our formal gowns as the Iowa State Fair Queen was presented with her crown.
And outside of that, how else did you represent Washington County during the year?
Well, this summer I've been in a couple of different parades, and throughout Washington County, I've just participated around the county a lot and helping prepare for the fair itself this year.
And what's your role in this year's Fair Queen contest? Because that's happening this Sunday.
It is. It's coming up so soon. I'm very, very excited. So this year, I will be crowning the 2017 Queen. So I will be there. I'll give my farewell speech. I'll help the girls prep for on stage and help them memorize what they have to say when they come out and introduce themselves and how they need to walk and stuff like that. And then I will hand out the crown.
And do you have any advice for them while they get ready over the next couple days?
Just relax. Be yourself. It's a lot of fun, but they're looking for someone who's really genuine and who can represent this county well. So as long as you're yourself, I think the girls will do well.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to say before you crown the next Fair Queen?
Good luck. And if anyone's hesitant to do it, they should do it because it's super fun and exciting. And I loved every minute of representing Washington County.
That's been today's Washington Page with last year's Washington County Fair Queen, Anna Pence. This year's Fair Queen contest is this Sunday evening. Pence will be ready to crown the new queen. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.